Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
It is so important that we educate the youth across our state on the importance of staying safe and not being vulnerable to trafficking. Joining me is Stephanie Olson with the Set Me Free Project. Stephanie, I've loved our conversation all this week. And one of the beautiful things that your ministry does is to reach out to high schools, youth groups, and you do presentations that are age appropriate, multiple age levels, in educating young people and how they can be safe. So tell us a little bit what your seminar looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. It really depends on the age group. Usually we spend about 90 minutes with each student. And so if they're in a block scheduling school, it's a one-time thing. If it's 45 minutes, it's 2 days in a row. But then we love to go back on a quarterly basis with different information. We have about 5 sessions that we can do with the kiddos that surround sex trafficking, social media deep dive, unhealthy versus healthy relationships, and how the media portrays us. And so all of those things can be discussed with the kids throughout our time with them.
It's so important in this day and age. I know you've got to have a story you can share out of the hundreds of students that have attended where it really impacted a student.
You know, one student contacted us specifically because she had just heard our presentation, and what she shared with us, she first asked some questions, and then what she shared with us afterwards was that she had a friend that she worked with who she recognized was being groomed for trafficking after hearing our presentation. And with several conversations with her friend, she pulled her out of this unhealthy relationship and grooming situation. And so that is a true example of stopping trafficking before it starts.
Information is so vital to helping young people understand that it exists, unfortunately, but they do not have to fall prey to being a traffic victim. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about an initiative that you're doing with businesses to stop trafficking here in our state. Listen in tomorrow. And thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.